You both look so surprised.
I swear I'm telling the truth. Will's grandma's the one behind the lawsuit.
You're lying. Sonny's family. My grandmother would never do that to him.
You really don't know Kate at all, do you?
Will, I am so sorry. Teaming up with Ted and Leo, what was I thinking? Bring Stefan into the whole mess. I don't know. Could it be a bigger disaster?
I love this town. Let me get this straight. You admit to assaulting me, and now you're asking me for a job. Did you have a lobotomy while you were locked away?
I only knocked you out because Chad paid me. It's nothing personal.
No, nothing personal. Oh, great. That makes all the difference. Shall we do it again?
This Mr. DeMera can benefit both of us. I need work, and you need a new head of security. Might I add, that was a very smart move, firing that last guy. Because if I hadn't overpowered that big lunk, I would have never even gotten to you.
It's not the only reason I let him go. He allowed a very important asset to get away.
Red wine. It's what I missed the most when Stefan had me locked up.
Says a lot about you, Chad.
So not only you protect me, you also feed me. How lucky am I?
It's not about luck. This is about reciprocity. I hide you, I protect you. You get me the goods on Ben, and the sooner the better. I can't risk him getting any closer to my daughter, not to mention I hate keeping secrets from Rafe.
Suppose I should count my blessings.
Why's that?
Why is that? Because you fit me into your schedule. Getting lunch with you is harder than getting FaceTime with the Pope.
What? No, don't try to guilt trip me, okay? I've just been dealing with a lot lately.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I wanted us to get together. So we could talk one-on-one.
One-on-one? That sounds serious.
Well, I would have brought it up at Thanksgiving, but certain things I didn't want to say in front of everyone. I'm worried about you.
Okay, why are you worried, Rafe?
Well, I heard about your trip to Bayview. How Abigail attacked you.
Look, I appreciate your concern, Big Brother, but I'm fine. The person we really need to be worried about is poor Abigail.
Abby. Abby. Will you look at me, please? I need to talk to you. Please.
Go. Away.
Sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I gotta say, I was surprised when I heard that you went to visit Abigail.
Why? Why would you be? She's my best friend. She's in a mental institution again. It's really, really sad, Rafe.
Yeah, it is. Except she blames you for landing her there. And JJ and Jennifer told me she thinks that you're gaslighting her.
That's true. Yeah, I was a little hurt by that. But I can't take anything that Abigail says personally. I mean, she's completely out of her mind, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, these are pretty serious accusations. Why didn't you tell me?
What, to waste your time? No, they're obviously not true. You know that, right?
Abby, I know you're angry with me.
Why would I be angry with you? Oh, you mean because you have me locked up here like an animal? You separated me from my children? No hard feelings.
It's for your own good.
It's for my own good. You are only trying to help. I'm dangerous. No one wants me around.
You know that's not how I feel. You know I don't want you around.
As long as I'm sane. But I am, in fact, sane. You chose to believe Gabby Hernandez, that vindictive, scheming liar, instead of me. So now, here I am. Stuck in this hellhole, torn away from my children. How'd you get in here anyway? You know, I'm not supposed to have visitors in my special new room.
Your mom worked it out for me.
That's right. That's right, you two are plotting behind my back now.
We were worried about you. I'm sorry that you're struggling, and I'm sorry that it happened this way, but I'm not sorry about what I did. I did the only thing that I knew how to do.
I don't want to hear any of this. None of it. You can take your apology and go to hell.
You expect us to believe that Kate had anything to do with your little sexual harassment scam? You all but admitted that Vivian was the brains behind it.
I did, but if you recall, I also hinted that someone took over for her after she died.
You never said it was Kate.
Well, I thought you would use your excellent powers of deduction to figure it out. I mean, who else would want to bring down Titan?
The company has lots of enemies. Any one of them could have wanted to set Sunny up.
True. And the family screw-up is always an enticing target, but Will, come on. I mean, I may have fudged the truth once or twice in my life, but in this case, there'd be no reason.
No reason? Sonny thought he killed you, and you want revenge for that. And clearly, you're trying to get that by making things up and stirring up trouble.
Okay, consider this. Everyone thought my case was a slam dunk. Your family initially made a generous offer that we refused.
You just get to the point?
The night you thought you killed me, I showed up here desperate. I offered to marry you and drop the lawsuit.
Yeah, because you finally realized what a loser your case was. You got cold feet, and you didn't want to lose in court.
Interesting theory, but no. It's because Kate wanted me to accept the settlement, and I refused.
Why would she do that?
Because suddenly bringing down Titan was no longer in her best interest. Not when her boy Chad had just taken over the reins.
Why don't you stop for a second? Just let me explain.
No, don't explain. Don't say anything, because there is nothing you can say that will make me hate you any less. So just go.
You think that I want you in here? I mean, is that what you think? Because I hate this.
Get out. Get out! Just go! Get out of here! Just go! Just go!
I stopped by the hospital earlier, and Charlotte's... Oh, she's doing fine.
I know, JJ told me.
Well, I have some pictures and some videos of Thomas.
Wait. Show me.
Gabby, it's just that sometimes when you talk about Abigail, it seems to me like you still have a lot of resentment towards her.
Rafe, I'm just not sure what you're trying to say. Do you believe that I'm setting her up? Is that what it is?
I don't want to believe it.
Oh my God, you believe it?
No,
Rafe. Okay. Yes, obviously I was upset at Abigail for what she did to me, mm-hmm. But after I got out of prison, I went up to her and we resolved our issues.
Did you?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Okay, and even if I was still upset at her, I don't understand how you could think that I would do this, that I'm some sort of monster. How could you even consider this?
Huh. Look, I'm sorry.
Trust me.
Okay.
Please. Abigail is locked up because of her mental illness. Not because of anything that I did.
I'm impressed by your skill and ambition.
Thank you.
However, you have no real experience running a security team.
That's true, I don't. But I'm a quick learner. And having been locked up in various facilities, I became very adept spotting weaknesses in the system. Hmm.
So you can exploit them in order to plan your escapes? Yes.
I like to call it having a keen eye for risk assessment. You don't approve?
No, it's not that. It's more about how you acquired it. Come on, you have to admit, hiring a serial killer is a bit unorthodox even for a guy like me.
Well, I wasn't in my right mind when I committed those murders. I had a psychotic break. But after a lot of therapy and a lot of hard work, I was given a clean bill of health by all my doctors. You can call them. You can verify. I check in regularly. I take my meds. Dr. Marlena Evans herself stated that I am stable enough to return to society and try to make a life for myself.
Well, I think it's safe to assume Marlena said those things when she was advocating for your release. But since then, haven't you been accused of trying to kill Commissioner Brady's daughter?
I was. But I'm innocent. You can ask Sierra Brady yourself. She'll tell you that I would never, ever try to hurt her. She's the only person in this town who took the time to realize that I've changed. Everyone else, Mr. DeMera, they still fear me. They hate me, and I get it. I've done terrible things in this town, but doesn't everybody deserve a second chance?
Moderate to severe eczema or atopic dermatitis.
The only thing I wanted to do was make up for my past and return to society. 99% of people in this little town only see me as the necktie killer. Or the person that tormented Abigail and drove her insane.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that.
Look, man, I know she's your wife. And if that complicates things,
my wife in name only. And at the moment, she's being treated at Bayview.
I heard about that, too.
I don't foresee that being an issue. Appreciate your honesty.
I didn't scare you off.
No, on the contrary, I can sort of relate to you. Everyone in this town only thinks of me as the guy who took advantage of Abigail, which of course wasn't my intention. But you know, people believe what they want, yes.
You're kind of a pariah, too.
I'll tell you that I don't get invited to very many dinner parties.
Well, then you understand why this job is so important to me. This is the only shot I have at getting my life back together, Mr. DeMera. I just need someone to give me a chance. I promise. You hire me, you will not be sorry.
Now that Chad was the head of Titan, the last thing Kate wanted was to see it fail. That bitch was totally going to screw me over, and after all the hard work I've
done. Okay. None of what you're saying proves that Kate was behind this. And now that I'm thinking about it, it doesn't even make sense, because she didn't even get to know Ted until after the lawsuit was dropped.
Is that what she told you?
Yes. And when Ted was blackmailing us over your death, she was the one who helped us out.
Well, maybe she had a guilty conscience. Wait, what is that about blackmail?
Are you really going to try to tell us that you didn't know about that?
Okay, you know what? I think I've answered enough of your annoying questions for the day. I'm going to get myself another drink. You always want anything?
Yeah, for you to fall off the face of the earth.
Well, that's not going to happen. Not this time. I'm here to stay, fellas.
It already smells wonderful. To a lifetime of love.
Yes.
Hope?
What?
Sorry, I was staring into space.
I was thinking about my wedding to Rafe. We have the ceremony here.
Sounds romantic.
It was. It was very romantic.
Jerry found out. Cheated on you with his ex-wife.
How did you know about that?
I'm a defense attorney. I spent a lot of time in police station. People talk, especially when it involves the commissioner.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
I was impressed how you were able to deal with all that. If you were me, I'm kind of the jealous type. I don't think I can forgive or forget.
Sorry if I upset you. But Gabby.
But Gabby what?
Never mind.
No, Reeve, I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say that because of my history that you could believe I would do something so extreme. You know, I resent that.
You know, look. I said I was sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Kate! Hey!
Gabby.
All right. You know that my brother here, he thinks that I'm a really terrible person.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Would you stop it?
Yeah, he thinks Gabby? That everything that Abigail is saying is true. That I'm the one making it look like she's nuts, that I'm framing her.
Rafe, come on. You don't believe that.
He does, no. Actually, and I really need you to back me up because you saw Gabby, right? Gabby attacked Kate. Would you please tell him?
It's true. Unfortunately, Abigail's mental illness has returned.
There you go. Kate told you. I mean, you trust her, don't you? She would never lie to you.
Oh, my sweet girl.
There's your smile.
Was this from him? Was this,
Yeah, it was from the, his birthday. We went to the park. It was just the two of us.
I was saying I forgot.
No, he doesn't. He knows he wanted to be there. I told him.
Did you tell him why I had to go away for a little while? Did you tell him? Did you tell him that it's because of you that I had to go away? Did you tell him that? Did you tell him that it's because of you that I am missing his birthday, that I am missing Thanksgiving? Did you tell him that? Did you tell him that it is because of you that I am not there every night to tuck him in at night and tell him that I love him? Don't tell me to stop. That I am not there to hold his baby sister in my arms. Did you tell him that? Did you tell him that it's not my choice? That I'm not there because of you? Get me out of here, Jeff. Just get me out of here. Please. I am begging you. Just get me out. My children, they need me and I need them. Just go. Please, just go and get me out of here. I'm begging you, if you love me even a little bit at all, please just get me out of here.
You wanna?
Thank you.
Come on, take a bite. So what do you think?
Delicious.
Yes.
So how are you going to do it? How do you plan on getting the confession out of Ben?
Come on, it's lunchtime. We can talk about something more pleasant.
No, we can't because we have a deal. Remember?
All right. Okay. So I was thinking, Ben is my client. If you confess to me, it's not going to be admissible in court.
thought about that angle, and I have a solution.
Sad life, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The reception out here is pretty unreliable. You can use this to get the confession.
And now, does that help us in any case? I cannot testify whatever he tells me.
Correct. But say, hypothetically, of course, the police tapped your phone for some, say, unrelated matter, and happened to stumble upon Ben's confession by accident.
I like how you think.
Okay, I'll give you a shot. The moment you give me a reason to distrust you, you're through.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I promise you, you do not have to worry. I'm going to put my head down, I'm going to work my ass off, and I'm going to provide you with the best damn security you could ever want.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, my enemies will think twice before messing with a serial killer.
Reformed.
Yeah. They don't have to know that.
I do like your style, Mr. DeMera.
Why, thank you.
So, what kind of benefits come with this job?
Benefits? Like, medical insurance?
No, I was thinking more along the lines of a place to stay. I would never ask this, but I am staying in a homeless shelter.
That's not my problem.
I know it's not your problem, but if I am on the premise, I can better protect you.
You're pushing it.
I know. I know. There's this girl.
Nah, here we go.
And if I'm going to be with her, I need to have my life together and at least a place to stay.
Okay. But you're paying rent, and it's coming out of your salary. Deal.
Deal.
Welcome to my world, Mr. Weston.
Well, I am sorry that I ever doubted you. I want you to know that I'm always here for you if you need me.
Thank you, Rafe. I love you.
I love you too. I should get back to work. Give Ari a kiss for me, okay? Mm-hmm. Kate, good to see you as always.
Good to see you too.
Yeah.
Damn you, forcing me to lie to the police like that?
It's just Rafe, okay? Calm down. He's not going to arrest you for protecting his sister.
Oh, really? Because stranger things have happened. So, I heard that you visited Abigail at Bayview.
Yes, I needed to make sure that the doctors were convinced that she was nuts. I just gave her a little final push over the edge.
Ah, and how did you provoke that attack?
Very simple. I just told her the truth, that I'm the one that set everything up.
Are you insane?
I want you to come home. You know that.
I can't be out of here.
I can't. The last time I saw you, you had Gabby up against the wall. You were trying to strangle her.
Because she admitted that she set me up. She told me that she wanted revenge. She told me that she wanted everyone to think that I was crazy so that she would ruin my life the way that I have ruined hers.
Why would she admit that?
Because she wants everybody to think that I'm crazy. She knows that nobody will believe me. She knows that. You play right into her hands.
You said that she had the wig on her.
She did.
Where? I didn't see it. There was no wig. How do you explain that?
Obviously, she hid it somehow. I mean, no, I can't prove it. But you know what, Chad? I shouldn't have to. Not with you. You love me. I shouldn't have to prove that.
Yeah, you know I do.
So, then? I mean, come on. Why am I here?
Santa. Every year you fill all our stockings with the cool stuff.
I hate to admit it, but everything that Leo said about Kate is ringing true. Leo shows up here, desperate for me to marry him. If he's telling the truth, that means Kate nearly ruined my life. Nearly ruined Titan. And you know what? She would have done it. She would have done it if Chad hadn't become CEO.
Do you think Chad knew?
No, there's no way he knew. He would never betray me like that. This is all Kate.
Where are you going?
Where do you think I'm going? I'm gonna go confront your grandmother.
No. Let me talk to her. If she did this to you, she'll answer to me.
I cannot believe you were that foolish to confess to Abigail. What happens when she decides that she needs to confide the truth to someone?
Oh, Kate, no one's going to believe her because she's crazy, remember?
I suppose you threw me under the bus as well?
Oh. Yeah, I guess if Abigail's altar isn't real, then yeah, you lied.
Great. That's really great.
You should have seen Abigail's face. Okay, I took the Gabby wig for dramatic effect and it completely set her off.
I wonder why.
Oh, and then, I mean, it was like I was lucky or something. Chad walked in right when she attacked me.
Did he see the wig?
Oh, I was hiding it the whole time, but that was the best part because you should have seen Abigail's face when she couldn't find the wig. It was like she went crazy. I mean, she's going to be stuck in that loony bin for a long time.
I suppose I could congratulate you on a mission accomplished, but instead you need to move on to the next phase, and that means telling Chad the truth, telling him that he's the father of the baby, not Stefan.
Abby. I want to believe you. More than anything I do. But I can't help but think about all those months I had no idea that you split. A lot of people got hurt and a lot of bad things happened.
Thanks, Chad. Look at me. Chad, look at me. Me. I'm not ill. It's me.
I'm sorry. I can't.
No.
But Thomas and Charlotte, I can't.
Then I guess there's nothing I can do to change your mind.
You can, get the help that you need. Let the doctors help you. And then when you're integrated again, then you can come home. And you can be with Thomas and Charlotte.
Just what makes you think you get to decide that for me?
I'm trying to help you. I love you.
Leave. Get out. Just get out. I never want to see you again. Just get out of here now. Just get out. Orderly! Help! Help!
Is there a problem here?
Yes, he's disturbing me. I want him to get out.
Time for you to go, sir.
Where's your boyfriend?
Out.
You know, once we're married, I'm not going to let you and Will humiliate me in front of all of Salem.
I think you're forgetting one tiny little detail. I haven't agreed to marry you.
Really? What choice do you have?
You're a sadistic son of a bitch.
bitch. And you have a flair for the dramatic. Honestly, I'm not that bad. Look, I'll even take a little pressure off. I will give you 24 hours to make a decision.
You're gonna give me a whole 24 hours.
Told you, I'm a prince. But fair warning, if I don't end up with a ring on my finger, I'm going to destroy you. And the cute little tulip, too.
No, Chad cannot find out that Charlotte is his daughter just yet. I need Stefan to bond with that baby, and then I will destroy him.
Well, I saw Stefan yesterday, and he's plenty bonded.
Kate, I need some time to figure out how this truth is going to come out, okay, without implicating myself in the process.
Just give me the original paternity papers, and I'll find a way to make sure that Chad gets them.
I burn them.
Are you crazy?
I just didn't think it was smart to have them lying around.
They're still in the hospital system. You need to find a way to get into Kayla's computer and print them out.
Okay, well, that's a little complicated. Kayla knows about Abigail's suspicions.
Are you sure?
Yeah. She was questioning me about the sedatives that she prescribed for me, and she thinks I used them to drug Abigail.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Shouldn't get so upset. Everyone here is only trying to help you.
No one's trying to help me. I'm alone. Wait. Can you help me with something?
Your first assignment is to locate my former attorney, a Mr. Ted Laurent.
You got it.
And I want this place to be a literal fortress by the time I bring my daughter home. Is that clear?
Clear.
Excuse me. Stefan DeMera. Yes, I'll be right there. Thank you.
Everything okay?
I don't know. My wife needs to see me. Welcome home.
I'm in Hammer Spin Brush.
Hey.
Hey, just about to call you. Where you been?
Well, I was just I was overlooking a few things. I mean, I had a few things that I had to, I don't know, busy with this new case. I got it. All right.
Did you ferry out to Smith Island? What are you doing out there?
You never imagined I'd be living here instead of Chad, huh? Life's what happens. You're making other plans.
Hello? Ben, stay long. We have unfinished business to discuss.
Too many people are catching on to your little plan. And that affects both of us.
Kate, you worry too much. Okay, everything has worked out up till now, and it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna find a way to get my hands on those original DNA results.
You better, because the truth needs to come out.
I couldn't agree more. Bad day?
Yeah, I just came from seeing Abby.
How's she doing?
Oh, she thinks I betrayed her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, Chad, speaking of betrayal, I hate to ask you this question, but I need to clear the air.
Okay, about what?
I just learned that Kate may have been responsible for Leo's sexual harassment suit against me.
I can see that idea.
Leo's back, and that's what he's claiming.
Leo's a liar.
He is a liar, but everything's adding up. And my question for you is, did you know?
Abigail.
No, baby. Me.